just one kiss. She said no, no, no. Romance ain't keeping me alive. I said, hey babe, do you want a coo coo coo? She said, So
this is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
Looking out. That was Helen Reddy on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with You and Me Against the World, a song written by Kenny Asher and Paul Williams and recorded by Helen Reddy in 1974 with her real daughter who spoke on that album. Before that, we had Lex de Azevedo with Higher and Higher, the Rita Coolidge cover version, not the Jackie Wilson cover version, of course. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. It is the 52nd show of the 9th season, meaning that next week starts our 10th season on the air, all of them on Tube City Online Radio and a few of them elsewhere, including WRCT. And we're happy to be here with you every week for, my gosh, nine full years already, starting number 10. Coming here next week. Oh my goodness, time really does fly. Speaking of flying, which I really wasn't, it's time to talk about the holidays of the days that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate because they're there to celebrate, and some of them you may not want to celebrate, but you should anyway. Looking to the week of May 16th through the 22nd, 2025, it's brimming with some fun and interesting holidays and observances. So get ready to mark your calendars here. We kick things off on Friday, May 16th, which is a busy day. For all you grill masters out there, it's National Barbecue Day. Fire up those grills and get ready for some smoky goodness. Yes, indeed. It's also National Mimosa Day, so if you like having brunch on a Friday, have a mimosa. And if you're feeling active afterward, not in too much pain, it's National Bike to Work Day. So you can bike back to work from your brunch. A great way to get exercise, of course. Plus, nature lovers can appreciate National Love a Tree Day and National Endangered Species Day. It's a reminder of biodiversity, right? And it's also National Pizza Party Day. Barbecue pizza, right? Moving on to the weekend, Saturday, May 17th is Armed Forces Day, which we honor the men and women serving in our military at present, and we appreciate their dedication, of course. On Sunday, May 18th, it's National No Dirty Dishes Day, so if you're tired of doing the dishes, don't do them on May 18th. Somebody else could do them for you if they're not celebrating. It's also World Baking Day. So at least you'll have some delicious treats to enjoy if you are the one who ends up doing the dishes. It's also International Museum Day, a private opportunity to explore local museums. Not private, perfect. I can't read. Anyhow, into the new week, Monday, May 19th, National Devil's Food Cake Day. Yes, chocolatey goodness there. May 20th is National Be a Millionaire Day. That's a far-off dream, right? It's also World Bee Day. It has nothing to do with spelling, but it has everything to do with the vital roles bees play in our ecosystem. And then finally on Wednesday, or well, not finally, but Wednesday, May 21st, we celebrate the hardworking folks at in the food service industry with National Waiters and Waitresses Day. Make sure you tip them well that day, very well that day. It's also National Memo Day, so I hope you got the memo to tip your server that day. And then finally, on Thursday, May 22nd, music lovers can rejoice on Buy a Musical Instrument Day. Yeah, easy for me to say. Maybe you wanted to learn guitar or something. That's a good day to pick one up. It's also National Maritime Day, recognizing the importance of the maritime industry. So there you go. There's some holidays of the days that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should anyway because it's important. Here's Pat Valentino and the Captain of Her Heart on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. With friendly talk and music you know, the better your spring day will go.
Thank you.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. Burt Bacharach there with Reach Out For Me. That was a classic of his. Botticelli with Ricky Don't Lose That Number. Ron Goodwin did Share Your Love With Me, and Pat Valentino with The Captain of Her Heart. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and it's time for some Guinness World Record news right here. It's a dazzling domain of Guinness World Records this week, and we're shining a spotlight on some incredible achievements since last week, of course. Yeah, including a friend of ours, of course. But let's start with the record achieved on May 6th. That is sure to leave you in stitches, literally, for the record for the most T-shirts put on in 1 minute with a team of two was broken with a rapid-fire 41 T-shirts. You can imagine the wardrobe malfunction potential there, I suppose. And, of course, our friend David Rush is at it again because he has the most consecutive consecutive number of records there. But on May 7th, the ever energetic David Rush from Idaho added another feather to his cap, or actually a straw to his mouth. He achieved the record for the longest chain of drinking straws held in the mouth, managing an astonishing 633 straws. He must have a mouth that's the size of Texas, even though he lives in Idaho. Meanwhile, with impressive feats of dexterity, May 9th saw the record for the most consecutive backhand springs on a balance beam, shattered with an incredible 37 consecutive backhand springs. I don't even know what that is, but anyhow, it sounds cool. Shifting gears a little bit to something a little more explosive, on May 10th, the record for the most bottle rockets launched simultaneously was achieved with a dazzling display of 1,789 bottle rockets soaring into the sky. That must have been quite the sight, and probably a mess afterward. Then finally, for a record that proves precision can be powerful, on May 11th, the fastest time to stack 100 Jenga blocks using only one hand was clocked in at a nail-biting 58.7 seconds. Just under a minute there. Well, there you have it. And, of course, our friend David Rush is at it again. So, we will always report on him, just because we should actually give him his own segment on the show, really. Here's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Wait on the Water, Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
unintentionally paying tribute to Paul Williams today. He also wrote that tune with Roger Nichols in 1972 or 3, I believe. That's when Maureen McGovern released it as a single in 1973 and was included on her album The Morning After, reaching number 89 on Billboard's, number 72 on Cashbox, and number 14 on the Adult Contemporary. There you go. That is her version of it. Paul Williams did his own version. Of course, the definitive version is the Carpenters. And Barbara Streisand did one, Bobby Darin, Diana Ross, many, many others. That was Maureen McGovern. Neil Richardson before that, and How Deep Is Your Love, and Herb Alpert in the Tijuana Brass with Wade in the Water. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Continuing here with Johnny Douglas and The Air That I Breathe.
springtime means beautiful skies, beautiful blooms, and beautiful music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
So we kiss, not knowing if our hearts could pay the price. But heaven welcomed us to paradise. Blessing our love.
Then came the sunrise, fading the moon and stars from sight. Recalling always our wonderland by night.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, the Marina Strings there with Stones, Neil Diamond tune, Johnny Mathis with the Herbert Rabin Orchestra, and Wonderland by Night, Jeff Love with the String of Pearls, originally done by Glenn Miller, of course, Ronnie Aldridge and Suddenly, Norrie Paramore with Soul Coaxing, and Johnny Douglas with a Hollies tune called The Air That I Breathe. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, the last one for Season 9. Season 10 starts next week. I can't believe it. I can't believe I've been doing it that long, but that's a wonderful achievement, if you ask me. So we celebrate by...
Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata, ha-ha.
And we always do it twice.
Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata, ha-ha.
Hey, it's a great idea.
Absolutely outstanding, if you ask me. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. It's been a great season. Okay, that's enough. All right. Here comes David Seville and the orchestra, or Ross Bagdasarian, depending on how you know him. Carmen's theme from 1956 on Smooth, Relax, We Need You. Takes us up to the top of the hour with Baroka Nova. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
so much more that makes me love you. What else can I do to make you see? You know you have whatever's mine to give you. But love affair for one can never be. If you love me, let me know. If you don't, then let me go.
Olivia Newton-John there with If You Loved Me, Let Me Know on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for the second hour of this week's show, the last episode of the ninth season. The tenth season starts next week. Love Unlimited Orchestra with Love's Theme started this hour off. I can talk. I really can. My name is Eric O'Brien. Happy to be with you for another week here on the program. Hopefully this hour is a lot better to listen to. Because, you know, somebody always screws around with the settings on my computers, and it doesn't always sound the same for some reason. Probably those updates, you know. Well, it's time to go off the beaten path and look at those sites around the country that don't seem to make any sense. But today we are in the Grand Canyon State or Arizona, and some of the... Just forget the typical tourist traps, and we're going to go to the bizarre places. First up, just a hop, skip, and a jump out off of historic Route 66 near Kingman, Arizona. You will find the world's largest petrified log. I'm sure you were excited about that. Now, while Arizona is famous for its Petrified Forest National Park, this behemoth stands proudly on private land, beckoning travelers to marvel at its sheer size. It's a prehistoric giant frozen in time and definitely worth that photo op. Now, continuing our...